Mesias Hashem, we're up to the 23rd parak. Bedarchi Knias Ha'anova, how to acquire humility. Shnaim Haim, Hamagil Mesa'odim El Ha'anova. There are two ways that a person gets accustomed to being humble. Vargilus, Vahisbonen. First is your habits, and second is your thoughts. Haragilus, Hu Shia Odom Margil Asmo Ma'at Ma'at, Behisnaheg Beshiflus Alder Shazachanu. The first way to acquire humility is through habit, to slowly exercise different conduct of shiflus, being unassuming, like we mentioned, b'yeshiva samakoyim esabchusim, to sit in the lower class seats, leches b'sof hacheva, to go in the back of the group, lilbosh begodim tsinuim, to dress modestly, dehainu, luchubodim, the clothing should be respectable, achloma for orim, but not showy. When he does this regularly, the humility will enter into his heart little by little, until it's properly set. You have to realize it's natural for a person to have pride. It's very difficult to uproot this from its source. What you can do are the external actions that are in your control. So, little by little, it'll seep inside. That's not so much in his grasp. We explained this when we discussed Zerizus as well. This is all part of the Ma'amar Chazal. A person has to be crafty. Is Yerushalayim the Hainu Sheivakeish Tachpulos? He has to find schemes neged hateva unetiaso ad sheinatzchem, that he can fight his nature and his natural inclination until he vanquishes it. What's the second thing? Achisponein, the thought, the meditation. Well, in Yonim Sharm, that's a variety of things. Ha'echad, first of all, huam muskavidiv akav ben mahalalel. This goes into the Mishnah in Ovis. Akav ben mahalalel would say, Dame ayin bosa. Always know where you come from. Mitipa srucha, putrid drop. Ulana tahodach, and where are you headed? Lamakam offer rima vasalea, to the dust and the insects. Vathem yata osali tindim v'cheshman, and before whom are you going to be judged? Vathem melech, malchim, lochem ha-kadosh baruch hu. If you think about that all the time, that brings to anava. Kibemes kol elehim negdiyim legaiva. These thoughts can't counter pride, the oizim elanova, and they aid humility. Kibiyosa odem mistagel bebechisus chamro gruyas hachschaloso. When a person examines how lowly is his physicalness, and his beginnings were so insignificant, ein lo tam li nasi klal. There's no reason for him to be elevated and prideful. Elevosh li kolim. He should be embarrassed and ashamed. Halamazad daminur is like, you have a pig farmer. Shegilim loch, he becomes king. Whenever he remembers his early days, he can't come to arrogance. When he thinks that no matter how great he is in this world, in the end, he'll be in the grave, in the dirt. Machal otalas, insect food. Kolshken shekana gaono, that will certainly humble his pride, v'yishkach she'on gavaso, and basically pop his bubble, he'll forget about his arrogance. Kimatuvo umagudos, because what really is his good and greatness? V'achrisa boishe suchlim, in the end, it's embarrassment and shame. U'chishyachshav oid, and if you think a little more, v'yidame belibo, and imagine in your mind, rega hikanso lifnei habeis nagadol, the moment that he has to be brought before the great Beis Din, shel tzivamalo, of the heavenly spheres, the heavenly court, Beis Sheyira Atzmal, if they melech machem loch nash brachu, he's going to be standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh v'HaTahor b'tachlis HaKadusha v'HaTahara, the holiness and purity to the nth degree, b'sod kadoshim m'shor se gevur gibor kocha se dvaro, in the presence of the Malachim, the mighty servants of Hashem, who are powerful and do his bidding, asha'ein behem kolmum, they are without blemish, and he's standing there, garua, lowly, pachas v'nivzim mitzad atzmo, on his own intrinsically, he's of little worth, tamei umagoyel mitzad ma'asav, and then on top of that, his actions make him impure. Hayarim rosh, is he going to pick up his head? Hayla pischam peh, will be able to open his mouth? V'chiyeshalu, they're going to ask him, aye efo picha, where's your mouth? Aiga oincha, where's your pride? D'chvodcha, and your anish, and asasbo mecha, down in your world, you carried that with you. Mayana, what's he going to answer? O mayashav al tochachto, what will he respond to the rebuke? Hine vadai, she the rega echad yitzar odom b'sichlo, emes hazeh, tzir amitiv chazok. There's no question for certain. If a person would take a moment to imagine this image in his mind, this true image, it's a powerful image. Parok tifrachim menu kol agaivo, all arrogance will fly away, v'lo sosho v'lof od, and will not return. That's hisboinus. Vashen, the second thing, who in chilav toldos v'zman v'rov t'mur seim. He has to keep in mind that things change. In the course of time, there's a lot of ups and downs. Kia ashir kalios ani, the person who's wealthy today, it's very easy to lose his fortunes and be poor. Vamoshel, the one who's a leader, could end up being the avid, a servant. Vamachubid, the one who's honorable, could be the nikla, to be someone who's not. Vimuyachal kokachal nakala shuva la matzav hanimze ve'enov hayom. If it's so easy for a person's station in life to change, so how can he be arrogant and have pride over a situation that he's not secure will continue? How many illnesses could chas v'shalom come on a person? He's going to have to beg for someone to help him and aid him. And make it easier for him. How many troubles chas v'shalom could come upon a person? He's going to need people to help him out that until now he wouldn't want to answer them shalom aleichem. And now he needs them to save him. These are things we see every single day. If you think about that, isn't that enough to take away pride? And he should dress himself in humility and being low. Another thing, when a person thinks further, on his debt to the Ben Ishlam, how much he forgets about his debt, how much he's lazy about it. Isn't that a source of shame, not pride? You call him, he should be embarrassed. He can't let his heart expand. V'cheinu Omer, says in Pasuk, Shamoa, Shamati Ephraim is no date. I heard Ephraim lamenting. Ki'achre shuvi nichamti. After the tshuva, he regretted. V'achre hivodi safakti ayarech. Bo'ishti v'gam nechlamti v'cholo. After he understood, he slaps his thigh and he's embarrassed and ashamed. And the most thing you should think about, the thing you should think about the most, is how weak is the human intellect. How many mistakes a person makes, how many falsehoods he believes. You could say he's closer to erring than he is to knowing the truth. He should be constantly afraid of this danger. Try to learn from all people. And listen constantly to counsel. He shouldn't stumble. Who is a chacham? One who learns from all people. One who listens to the eitzah, to counsel, is a chacham. A chacham makes sure to pay attention to what people say. He can learn from other people. There's a pasuk, the chacham be'enav, the person who thinks he knows everything, tikva l'ksil mimena, there's more hope for the fool than the chacham who knows it all. Because the chacham who knows it all doesn't listen to anybody. He thinks he knows everything. He doesn't have to pay attention to anyone else. He knows it all, but he doesn't. He thinks he does. The chacham is the lomid mikol adam. Shamei le'etz a chacham. One who listens to other people's counsel, that's a chacham. These are the ways to acquire humility. Ach mafside hamida hazos, but things that take away from this mida, hu aribui v'hasaviyah b'tavos ha'olam hazeh. When you amass and increase and satisfy yourself with the goods of this world. The pasuk says, you're going to eat, you're going to be satisfied, and your heart will become prideful. You're going to have gaiva. Gaiva comes from excesses. The Chassidim concluded that the best thing is for a person to suffer sometimes. And that knocks down the Yetzer of Gaiva. It only comes up when you have plenty. Like the Chazal say, a lion doesn't roar if he has a basket of straw. It's only when he has a basket of meat. And the concept is the same, that when a person has, so then he thinks he's better. And if he doesn't, he doesn't think that way. The top of the list of things that take away from anava, it's foolishness and lack of true knowledge. You see that people who are the most arrogant are the most foolish. A sign for arrogance is the person who is poor in Torah. You know what a sign is? That he doesn't know anything? If he praises himself. Like the Gemara says, when you have one coin in a container, it makes a lot of noise. When you fill a container with money, fill it with coins, it can't shake around, doesn't make any noise. One coin makes a racket. The person who's very loud, you know he doesn't know anything. He's got very little inside that container. Odom Chazal say further, they asked the trees that do not bear fruit. Why, when the wind blows, you hear the rustle in the trees? There's no fruits on your tree. They said, if our leaves rustle, at least you remember us. Take Moshe Benu, the most selective people. He was the most humble. Another thing that takes away from humility is associating with and using people who flatter, who basically are goinev lev. They flatter the person and give you a misimpression. So you'll be good to them. Yeshabchu, they give you praises, Yomu, and they exalt him. They go on, that he is such a great person and such big milus. They really add things that aren't there at all. And by hearing these praises all the time, that inflates himself and he doesn't have any anova. Sometimes even the things that he does have qualities. So it's exactly the opposite of what they're praising about. The bottom line is, people don't think through things. They are naturally weak. They're easily convinced. Certainly when it's something that he is naturally inclined to. And therefore, if he hears praises, and people say things, and he believes them, it enters his system like a poison. He's trapped. He falls in the snares of arrogance and he's broken. So you have to be very careful when people give you praise. Very careful when people try to build you up. It's a pitfall for gaiva. Take Yoyesh. As long as Yoyada HaKoyin was teaching him, he did good. Achimosi Yoyada, when Yoyada died, Boavadov is Hila Hachneflo. Yoyada died, and his servants came and praised him and flattered him, Lahagdil Hilulov. They went on about his virtues, Achidimul Aloha, turned him into a god. Asham Melchaleim, he listened to them, and it was his downfall. Tir Zahadavor be Beirur. You see this clearly. People who are royalty, kings, people who are capable, whatever level they're on, they'll stumble and be destroyed through the praises and flattery of the people around them. So if you see straight, Be most careful and wary of people who want to acquire you as a friend, counselor, someone in charge of his household. Be more careful with that than the quality of the food you eat and drink. The food and drink, if it's not good, it might make you sick. People who are around you and your associates and people you work with, they could destroy your neshama and all your kavod. Another way of saying this is, the people you want around you are the people who are honest with you. They'll point out your flaws, criticize you, out of love, to improve. Those are the people you want around. The people who see no flaws, nothing's wrong, everything's great, you're wonderful, you're super, you're great, those are the people to be careful with, because they will eventually convince you that you're great when you're not. They won't point out when you do things wrong. Those aren't your real friends. Those are the people you have to be very careful about. The people you pay attention to, the people you want to hang around with, are the people who are honest with you, the people who will tell you straight, the people who will help you out, and that's what's helping out. Helping out means to point out when you do something wrong and help steer you in the right direction. David would say, the one who goes on the straight path will serve me. I'm not interested in my household people who are tricky. The best thing for a person is to have straight, honest friends to open his eyes, where he's blind, and rebuke him because of their love. They'll save him from all bad. The things that he cannot see himself, he doesn't realize his obligations, they'll see it, they understand it, and they'll tell him, and he'll be careful. This we say, that Yeshua, salvation, comes when you have people who give you counsel. So the arrogant person, he's not interested in criticism. He does everything right. He's very defensive. And it is what other people have to say. He knows it all. He doesn't need anyone else's counsel or advice. The person who's the unav doesn't look at himself that way, and he wants people around him, not those who are going to praise him and build him up. He wants people who are honest. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be mean in your honesty. Sometimes honesty can be very mean and harmful or hurtful. But someone who loves you, cares about you, someone you want their honest opinion. If you go shopping and get yourself a new outfit, so if you don't look good in it, don't you want somebody to tell you? Shouldn't someone tell you? Now, someone you're not that close with tells you, you might be insulted. Someone who's very close to you tells you, you appreciate it. Thank you for letting me know. Never ask a husband. They don't know. What's the husband say? Do I look nice in this? Do I look fat in this? That's the best one. Do I look fat in this dress? What is a husband supposed to say? Don't ask your husband. Ask a good friend. So someone doesn't like you will say, yes, you look fat. Someone does like you say, it doesn't bring out your best features. However you want to put it. But the point is, you do want an honest appraisal. But you'll hear it from someone who cares about you. Someone who doesn't care about you, all of a sudden now they come up with the criticisms. They never have a nice word to say, but when it's something you're doing wrong, they're right there in your face. We don't appreciate that too much. But people who do care about us, people who are close to us, we want to know. We do want to know. It's in our best interest to know. So the unav makes sure that he has people around him that he can go to for counsel, people who will tell him straight, and the person who's the balgaiva couldn't care less, not interested, doesn't want it. So this is a general concept when you look for chaverim, when you look for a spouse. You want someone who just thinks you're the best thing in the world and will never, ever see any flaws in what you do. It's a pretty dangerous path to go on. The goal in life is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be the best person you could be. And we do that with someone else. We don't do it by ourselves. We don't do it alone. And you do it with a spouse, you do it with chaverim. And the goal is you have a common goal. You have a common goal between the two of you. And your chaver. And that requires a degree of humility, accepting that I'm imperfect, accepting that I'm not fulfilling all the things that I have to do. And I put myself in a group of people who encourage me to grow, to do good, to daven and do the mitzvahs, whatever it is, that's the people you want to associate with. And that's the key to anava. If you're going to associate with people who think everything you do is wonderful, that's not going to help anava, it's not going to help yavod Hashem, and it's not going to help you when it comes to ultimately the goal, like he says before, the imagery of the Yom HaDin, HaGadol V'Hanoi, you're to sin for the Ribono Shel'Olam. And a Yom HaDin, how are we going to present ourselves? So in this life, if we keep ourselves together with people who want us to prove and do the right things, we have a better chance to stand up at the Yom HaDin with a good accounting.